The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And I welcome you to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And I welcome my engineer du jour, Aaron Light, over on the other side of the glass, my producer, but not often my engineer. It took me a long time to explain that. But anyway, Jeff is away and Aaron is in. Hopefully he will remember which buttons to push. Hopefully we have put him through an extensive retraining program. But, we will see. You look like you want to say something.
No, I was thinking if you wanted me to say something.
All right. Hey, the Pastor's Masters coming up. How's it shaping up? Because Aaron is the grand poobah behind the Pastor's Masters golf tournament. He is the mover, the shaker behind the scenes for our golf tournament. How's it shaping up?
Really well, really well. We're excited about the value that the Pastor's going to be receiving this year. It's very large. It's at Safari Golf Course, which is owned by the Columbus Zoo. It's over in Powell. If you've ever played there, it's a gorgeous piece of land.
Very nice. Very, very nice golf course.
And typically it's kind of like high 40s probably to play there with a cart on a not too crazy busy day. So to get a price at $20 that includes the driving range, we're going to have snacks available throughout the rounds and drinks, and 18 holes of golf with a cart, and then afterwards a buffet meal. And
by the way, the buffet meal the last couple of years has just been outstanding. Just so much food. My goodness, we've had so much food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't advertise it's all you can eat, but it's all you can eat. And then we just secured an unbelievable gift for each pastor as they arrive. Last year, we did a golf hat. This year's going to be something else, which you'll get when you go.
Very nice. Aaron was just telling me during the last commercial break what this gift is, and I'm blown away. I am blown away what every single pastor is going to receive. And then plus, you have some really cool gifts for the top foursome, second, the third.
Yeah, trophies for the first place team to put on their desks.
And even the worst.
Yes, and even the worst team will receive a prize. So there's a lot going on. It's a week from next Tuesday. So we have not put a hard stop on it yet, but it's close. It might shut down early next week. So if you're thinking about it or thinking of inviting someone, do it this weekend because it's probably going to be your last chance.
Really important to tell your pastor. And, Aaron, what if there's just one pastor, he doesn't have a foursome?
Yeah, it's almost better. Like, if you just have four, great. But if you don't, perfectly fine. We match up pastors. There's already a lot of pastors that have signed up alone with another pastor, with three people. So we will match you all up, and you're not going to be alone in the fact that you're just coming by yourself or coming with one other pastor.
Yeah. And I want you to know, this is a big event. We take over the entire golf course. I mean, we take over the entire course, but it is a well-oiled machine. Things are just so incredibly well-organized. A great deal of that credit goes to Aaron. But also the folks out at Safari Golf Club treat us so well. They are so well prepared. It is just a phenomenal day. Of all the things we do for pastors, we probably get more positive overwhelmingly positive comments about this day than anything else we do. So it's getting full, but we still have a few places left.
Yeah, that's right.
So the wordcolumbus.com, and as Aaron said, we're coming up on the weekend. Make sure your pastor and the ministerial staff of your church, maybe you're part of a small church, you have a bivocational pastor. That's great. What a wonderful opportunity for your pastor to get away for a day and be refreshed, encouraged, and have fellowship with other pastors. So we want to minister to the ministers. That's why we do this.
Yeah, and if you want to do it for them, you're welcome to do that, too. It's $20.
Idea. Yeah. For $20, you could treat your pastor. That's a great idea, Aaron. $20, say, hey, tell your pastor this weekend, hey, pastor, I'd like to pay your way to the WRFD Pastor's Masters. Can I do that for you?
And it's on Tuesday the 17th, so we kind of did that on purpose because I mean, we're thinking, well, they're so busy, but it's kind of seems like a good day, yeah, and you'd be done by probably 3. So it's not all day, but it's probably from like 10 to 3 they'd have to be available or so.
Yeah. All right. It is the Pastor's Masters coming up on September 17th. It is filling up. It's not quite full, but we will have to cut off registration pretty soon. So this weekend is critical for you to help us get the word out to the staff of your local church. It's going to be a great day. It really is. And this is year number 5 or number 6. We've had beautiful weather. It was kind of drizzly. I don't think that was last year. I think it was the year before last. But it didn't bother anything. It didn't rain. It was, you know, so we're anticipating great weather as well. It's a great day of fellowship. Bernie Sanders. My goodness. You know, Barack Obama said that he wanted to see America fundamentally transformed. If Bernie Sanders were ever to become president, we would not know America by the end of his term. He is not just pro-choice, pro-abortion. He is radically pro-abortion. You probably are aware that CNN sponsored a big town hall meeting with all the major Democratic presidential candidates to talk about climate change. Now, I had it in my stack yesterday. I never got to it. But according to official records from NOAA, the big meteorological organization, America has seen no significant temperature increase in the last 15 years. Now, from reading the news, you would think it's exactly the opposite. But according to official measurements from the U.S. government, we have seen no significant temperature rise in the last 15 years. Anyway, climate change was the topic, and altogether this thing went like 7 hours? 7 hours? Well, one of the candidates that made big waves was Bernie Sanders. He said yesterday that population control is a key factor in combating climate change. So he suggested, you ready for this? That taxpayers in the United States, that would be you, me, us, we, taxpayers in the United States should pay for abortions not only here in America, but in poor countries. That's his word. Because, quote, human population growth has more than doubled in the past 50 years, so on and so forth. Then he was asked by a woman in the audience, would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue of how population growth impacts climate change? Bernie Sanders says, well, yes, of course I will. He said the Mexico City Agreement, which denies American aid to those organizations around the world that allow women to have abortions or even get involved in birth control, to me is totally absurd. So he said, quote, I think especially in poor countries around the world where women do not necessarily want to have large numbers of babies and where they can have the opportunity to control the number of kids they have is something I very, very strongly support. So in order to save the planet, let's kill a bunch of babies. It's exactly what Bernie Sanders said. You see, if you really do believe in evolution, then you believe in Mother Earth. And we got to take care of Mother Earth. And if that means killing some people, particularly babies, it's okay. If we can save the planet, it is absolutely okay to kill babies and for U.S. taxpayers to do so. Wow. All right. Break coming up. When we come back, PragerU, most of you are familiar with Dennis Prager and PragerU, they sent one of their representatives into Echo Park in Los Angeles and asked people their views about protecting, well, I'll tell you who and what should be protected. It's a bizarre story. I'll have it for you when we return.
This is Bob Burney Live.
It literally makes me sick at my stomach to bring this up again, but there are some new revelations updated about 10 minutes ago about the Mike Davis case, the chief meteorologist for Channel 10 here in Columbus, and it's being revealed by Channel 10 themselves. According to Channel 10, they have found out from Franklin County investigators that thousands of images were found on his computer and other devices, and these images go back for years. So this was not something that just came up. In fact, let me quote, three law enforcement officials told 10 TV News that investigators were looking into thousands of images that date back years. Davis was arrested at his home Thursday morning and is currently being held in the Franklin County Jail. Investigators said he was cooperative but could not provide specifics about what Davis has said to authorities. Oh, my goodness. You know, going back to this thing of worldview and human nature, who was I talking? Oh, I was talking to someone last night. Had the privilege of teaching at Central Baptist Church down on the south side of Columbus last night. A wonderful little church. It's not a big mega church, but it's a wonderful little church. They're doing a great job in reaching their community. They have a phenomenal pastor and some of the sweetest people that Joy and I have ever met. We deeply love the people down at Central Baptist on the south side of Columbus. And I had the privilege of teaching the Wednesday night service. And what a crowd they had. I mean, great crowd. It was after the service I was talking to one of the members of the church. And obviously we weren't talking about this Mike Davis thing because this didn't happen until this morning. But we were talking about the society, the culture we live in. And I made this statement, and I've said this thousands of times through the years. I've said it on the radio from the pulpit. And many of you have said the same thing. If you look at human history, there is no proof whatsoever that man is inherently good. See, a biblical worldview begins with the fallen nature of man. Adam and Eve, in a perfect environment, perfect garden, sinless, absolutely innocent. They're tempted by Satan. In the day ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die. The minute they ate, they began to die physically, but they were dead spiritually and separated from God. And immediately, and most of you know this, immediately someone innocent had to die to cover the sin of the guilty. It was an animal. That was the beginning of animal sacrifice. Adam and Eve says, oh my goodness, we're naked. And they tried to hide from God. And they sewed fig leaves together. And God provided them the skins of animals to cover their nakedness. Now, you can't provide the skin of an animal unless the animal gives up its life. That's the first instance of the requirement of the shedding of blood and the innocent dying to cover the sins of the guilty. And that, of course, is a perfect picture of Christ, the absolute innocent, spotless Lamb of God, dying on the cross, shedding his blood for the guilty, you and I and every other member of the human race. From that time, man has had a sinful, rebellious nature. That's why you have never, 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 ever seen a parent take a little child and say, well, Johnny, I'm going to teach you how to lie today. But there's not a child on planet Earth that hasn't deceived someone, their parents, and so forth. Children are selfish because they have a sinful nature. Now, they're wonderful. They're cute. They're so cute. But they also have a fallen nature. And if you have been a parent, you know that. You don't have to teach your kids to do wrong. That comes naturally. You have to teach them to do right. This wickedness, this evil, child pornography, my goodness, how revolting, revulsive, sickening, sad. But it's another reminder that no one is above sin. And under the right circumstances, under the right conditions, there is no sin that any of us are above. None of us. And it's just a reminder of the wicked, sinful nature of man. And let me say it again, because I don't know that I said it powerfully enough earlier. You take a look at Mike Davis's picture, his promo picture for TV. Handsome guy, hair in the right place, smartly dressed. And then take a look at his mugshot, which was everywhere today. You see an incredibly sad, sad man. It's an illustration of the consequences of sin. And folks, please, I know I've said this about three times, maybe this will be the fourth time today, but what a reminder. Sin has horrible consequences. You don't get by with it. You will get caught. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. The seduction of sin is sometimes so powerful, but the consequences are always so incredibly sad. Remember that the next time you are tempted into some form of sin.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.